There are some things, obviously, that cannot even be translated, and that's some Americanisms, some phrases that we use. It would take a marvelous translator to be able to make something out of it. And in some cases, I think that he must have to give up in despair. it can't be translated.
Why these strips that are directed toward an adult public use only non-adult characters?
You know, I don't even know how it happened. I think that I just discovered way back in 1948 that if I had the children saying things that were just a little bit above childhood, somehow it seemed funny. It was not calculated. It was just something that kind of came natural to me, and it worked. I tried drawing other things, and I sold a few things to the Saturday Evening Post magazine that had adults in them. But whenever I drew the little kids, these were the things that the editor seemed to like the best. So I just kept drawing them. And it's very difficult to explain. I remember thinking just the other day about one cartoon that I sold to a magazine. It shows a little boy on a rocking horse, and there's a girl standing right in front of him. And he says, good grief, get out of the way. Do you want to be trampled to death? Well, it was the fact that he thought his horse was a real horse, and if he would have said, do you want me to rock over you, that wouldn't be funny. But if he said, do you want to be trampled to death, you see, suddenly his horse has become real, and there you had an idea. Now, when you start explaining it, you kind of spoil it, but that's the way those ideas come, and that's how it all started.
I see. So it was not like a theory you had.
No.
It just happened, and at one point you realized that the ones with the kids were more successful, and people liked them more than the others. And
I had no intention of drawing little kids or anything. I was willing to draw anything that anybody would take.
And that ended up as being your main characteristic instead.
I suppose,
as the drawer that...
I was given very small space in which to work, too, when the strip first began. I don't think there would have been room for adults in it, even if I had wanted. But it made it a little bit different. You have to do something that is a little bit different if you're going to sell it, if you're going to attract the attention of these syndicate editors, and I suppose that was one of the things that made mine different. There's no need. Also, as the years progressed, and as the strip became more abstract, as Snoopy began to do things on his hind feet, and as he began to pretend he was a World War I flying ace, as he sat on the doghouse writing novels with his little typewriter, to introduce adults at that time would have destroyed the whole fantasy world that was created at that time. It just would have spoiled it. Also, this way you're getting right in with the characters. It's much better, for instance, to show Marcy and Peppermint Patty right up close with Patty falling asleep. If you showed the whole schoolroom and the teacher and everything, that wouldn't help at all. It would just make it too real. You couldn't draw it cartoony enough. You couldn't draw her in her wild positions of falling asleep. It just wouldn't work.
Now you've been somehow together with these characters for a big and important part of your life. Do you... have like an attachment, an affection, kind of, you know, something that is more than just objects on paper, but somehow that you feel, you know, like an emotional involvement with them?
No, but I'm always amazed